Text numéro 90. UK proposes tougher English language test for family migration. Spouses and family members of migrants in the UK could face tougher English language tests before they are allowed to settle permanently in the country if the government goes ahead with changes to immigration rules announced last month. The government says that current rules are undermining public confidence in the system that allows family members to reunite and live with migrants who have already achieved full settlement status. It wants to end what it says are variations in the rules for different categories of family reunions, which accounted for over 100,000 migrants in 2010. The proposals call for a standard 5-year probationary period before family members are allowed to apply for settlement. And to ensure that spouses and family members make minimum demands on state benefits, the government says it wants sponsors to prove they have a higher level of income. This consultation is about better family migration, better for migrants, communities and the UK as a whole, said the Home Office Minister. We will not tolerate abuses, and if you cannot support your foreign spouse or partner, you cannot expect the taxpayer to do it for you. But proposals to change the process by which family members demonstrate their command of English are likely to be scrutinised closely by immigrant support groups and English language testing experts. Under rules in force since 2007, spouses must demonstrate that they can understand everyday English before they are allowed to apply for permanent settlement. They can do this by either passing the computer-based Life in the UK test, which the government claims corresponds to level B1 on the Common European Framework of Reference, or by enrolling on an English language course and showing progression of at least one level below or at B1. That choice of options will be removed under the proposals, and all categories of family members will have to demonstrate that they are at B1 by passing a test at the end of their 5-year probationary period. The government is also asking for views on what skills, speaking, listening, reading or writing should be assessed, indicating that it is considering abandoning the Life in the UK test. That test has been the focus of criticism as a tool for language development and assessment and is not seen as a stimulus for learning, though that was one of its stated aims. If implemented, the proposals would be far stricter than those in force in most EU countries, the US and Canada. After these changes, families, including non-EU immigrants, would face some of the most restrictive policies in the UK, with a family reunion ranking of only 27th of 31 countries in Europe and North America. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, August 2011.